on ABC Radio Melbourne. You're with Rochelle Hunt.
Would you believe it that this song is actually called Sausages and Tears? I kid you not, this is the gold that I bring you. 17 minutes away from three. Danny Valent, as always, joins you on Afternoons. Today, barbecues, Danny.
Yes, barbecues. Yesterday when we were chatting topics, it felt like we should talk barbecues. Today, beautiful Melbourne, feels like we should be having a pot slow cooking on the stove all day. But don't you love those? I think barbecues in Melbourne, yes, could be about standing around the garden. Could also be about just whipping outside to flip a steak and then going back inside where it's warm. So who knows?
It never knows what happens. How are you about just old-fashioned snags, simple, the thin ones, snags on a barbie? Do you go that plain, Danny, or is it all a bit fancy in the Valent household?
Oh, I don't want to say it's fancy, but I'm not a super big fan of the thin sausage, except in a very particular context, which may involve a car park and a large hardware store.
Are you? Because I've got a mate who changed my life forever, and he said to me, Rish, I'm a in and out strategy. You have one on the way in and one on the way out.
Oh, that's amazing.
That's a dedication.
Though, I need one on the way out because after one of those, I need a cup of tea. So I don't want to be wandering the aisles looking for hooks and paintbrushes, needing a cup of tea, because I'll just be too distracted.
And yesterday the news came in that this big hardware chain that we're talking about, for occupational health and safety reasons, I believe, want people to now put the onions on the bottom of the snag as opposed to the top. I think it's an outrage. I can't even get my head around it, but I just want to know.
I am appalled about
that.
I know. I'm definitely on the same side as you with this. And, oh, I mean, what is going on?
Then where does Ridiculous. The sauce go?
Well, the conundrums multiply. Like, what about the way that the sausage soaks into the bread is very important.
Yes.
We do not want an onion barrier as part of that situation.
Well, the onion will break through the bread and you're going to have a broken bread situation.
And you need mustard or sauce to just like gently sort of fall through those layers of onion. I mean, it's just all sorts of wrong, and it's not okay.
It's not going to.
And honestly, I've never seen anyone slip on an onion.
No.
Would you rather slip on an onion or a sausage anyway?
I mean, pick it up, eat it, get on.
2 second rule.
That's it. With sausages, there are no rules. Let's talk about barbies though, because they've been sitting there undercover or not for some time
yes.
now. We open up the lid.
Yes.
We pull back the cover. There might be some cobwebs. It mightn't have cleaned since
cockroaches
the last time.
Scatter.
What is it with cockroaches and barbecues?
It's just such a nice, cozy place. Can you imagine being a cockroach in the barbecue in winter? That must be the best. No one disturbs you. It's dry. It's a bit warm. I mean, there's other insects going in there.
I know.
Must be a really nice environment. But we don't want them there.
So what do we do? How do we get rid of the cockroach vibes off our barbecue?
Well, I think definitely give them a chance to scurry away before you turn on the barbecue and heat it up, because a hot barbecue is much easier to clean than a cold barbecue. You don't want to be there scrubbing cold, old fat.
Ugh.
Doesn't sound nice, does it?
No.
So heat it up, let it loosen, and then scrub it off with a very stiff brush. And that's pretty much all you need to do. And again, like, save yourself the trouble next time by cleaning the barbecue when it's hot at the end of your cook.
So we all say that.
I know. And if you haven't done it, just think of it as a protective layer of fat that's kept your barbecue cozy all winter. Heat it up, scrub it off. Ready to go.
I like that thought. I will take that with me for the rest of my life. If you would like to share your barbecue, either be cleaning tips and tricks, generally someone I'm sure will say bicarb and vinegar and lemon somewhere along the line, but maybe there's particular foods that you like to barbecue as well. 1300 222 774. You can text 0437 774 774. I once had a heated argument, well, discussion/argument. I've got a lot of Greek friends. Now, Greeks love their barbecue.
Yes.
So it's just a way of life. It's
yes.
every part. So they're like, what do you mean gas and barbecue? That's not even a barbecue. You know, it has to be coals. It's got to be charcoal.
Yes.
What sort of barbecue are you, when you're talking barbecue, Danny Valent, what are you talking about?
I'm talking the barbecue that you've got. I mean, I think let's be realistic. Let's be practical. Ideally, we'd be stoking a fire, waiting for the coals and doing it old school in a brick barbecue that we built ourselves. If you're doing that, I'm impressed. I think it's fantastic.
Really, the 70s plate, the round plate on three legs. I had one of those for a while. It cooked up treat.
I know. I mean, is the food to your liking, then your barbecue's fine. But, I mean, I love a lot of people have got those covered barbecues, so the egg sort of shapes, and you can get a bit of smoking happening in them, which is very lovely, brings another dimension to your barbecue. But I'm, you know, I think coals are great. Gas is realistic. You can have gas that heats up coals. So, you know, go your own way.
What about some of the basics that maybe we overlook? You know, so if, let's say we're cooking, we've got friends over, it's Melbourne Cup weekend, grand final, whatever, Christmas Eve, and we've got snags, we've got hamburgers, and we've got some chicken skewers. Okay, so they're the three things.
Well, this sounds like one of those puzzles where a chicken's got to get across a river, but don't worry, I'm going to sort it out.
What order do we do things? And, you know, and where do marinades fall into barbecues?
Oh, through the cracks.
Yeah, and don't come off. Go black.
Okay, so I think it's good to cook things separately, or at least have separate zones on the barbecue where you're cooking separate meats, because you don't want one of the great hazards of the barbecue is the raw contaminating the cooked. So you don't want the raw and the cooked mixing. So if ideally you'd be cooking one type of meat at a time, ensuring that it's fully cooked, giving the barbecue a nice little heat blast, and then cooking the next type of meat. But I think, you know, often with really in barbecue situations, you might want to feed the kids first. So you might get those kid friendly sausages, non-spicy chicken skewers over and done with, and then move on to perhaps, you know, the big ribeye or whatever it is that you're saving for the grown-ups.
And when you say properly cooked, if it's in my household and my extended household, it's just well done or more well done, or would you like it completely black?
Yeah, so it's very personal the way you like your meat cooked, and some people do seem to like things very well cooked on the barbecue. I do have a suggestion. Like, I think often we do, there's a few things that we can do. One is to do what's called tempering the meat. And this is just a fancy way of saying take the meat out of the fridge a fair while before you want to cook it. Not till it gets, you know, warm and stewy in the sun, but just at least 30 minutes inside on the kitchen bench, covered, to let it come to room temperature. And then you're much more likely to get an even cook. Your meat doesn't need to cook as long. You don't have that black on the outside, raw on the inside situation. So that's one tip. Another one is to salt your meat early, to let the salt penetrate through. So that's with all types of cooking meat. Just get the salt on as early as you can.
You're wondering why I'm laughing, because somebody's just sent me a photograph of a barbecue that looks like it's seen better days. A little rusty, but clean nonetheless. Ladies, we have a resident blue tongue lizard on our barbecue. Fortunately, we use baking paper after removing him back to his home.
Oh,
he looks quite cute.
I want one of those. I don't want a possum in the barbecue, but no. I take a blue tongue lizard.
Heat it up, a quarter of a stub of your beer, scrape paper towel. I'm not sure whether the quarter of a stub of your beer is to drink or pour over.
It sounds like it. I mean, it would have, I guess, corrosive properties that would cut through a bit of fat, but I mean, it could be a waste of beer. Depends what you're drinking, hey?
And now I feel bad. I work for that store you're talking about, and I helped an elderly lady who did actually slip on an onion that was dropped in the store.
Oh, my goodness.
And was in a lot of pain. It does happen.
Okay, I stand corrected. But can we just put our onions on top and perhaps eat them in
outside.
A stationary manner outside?
Yeah.
In our,
before
yeah.
you go in
before
and buy
you go
something
in,
you don't need.
Please don't drop your onions anywhere.
I love the idea too. I remember talking to an Indian lady years ago, and we were talking about how food can bring us all together, and especially if you're new to a country. And she said, when I was new to Australia, and I would be invited to a lot of barbecues, I deliberately bought in Indian food and spices and marinades as a way of connecting. And I do love the fact that so-called Aussie barbecues, it's not about Aussiness at all anymore. We have all different flavours and types of food that we barbecue.
Oh, absolutely. I love it. And, you know, you mentioned the Greeks. Like, I mean, barbecue is part, or cooking over fire generally, is part of so many cultures. We're all cooking over fire originally. So it's definitely a place to celebrate multicultural Australia and to bring different flavours in.
I want to know from people that have that little thing of, you know, you thought this could never be cooked on a barbecue, but I have managed to do it and nail it. I want to hear from that. 1-300-222-774. You can text 0437-774-774. What foods, you know, like corn, veggies, eggplant, those kind of things, tofu.
Yes.
You know, what do you cook on a barbecue that we wouldn't normally consider?
Well, I mean, I will say, you know, you're mentioning a lot of vegetables there, and I would say my approach to vegetarian cooking on the barbecue, which I love, is to probably steer clear of the veggie burgers, the lentil patties, those sort of you know, traditional fob off the veggies. Yeah. You can make great ones. Of course you can. But I just feel like why not celebrate vegetables? So I think mushrooms are amazing and a great way to bring in some of those different flavours. So you could toss mushrooms with a little bit of curry powder, a little bit of olive oil, and then they'll have those beautiful flavours and come up a treat on the barbecue. Speaking of less normal things to pop on the barbecue, how about some watermelon? I know.
Sounds... Yeah, you're just talking crazy.
It's a little bit crazy, isn't it? But watermelon, just you can salt it a little bit first, brush it with olive oil, briefly barbecue it, get some nice grill marks on it.
You don't want
to leave it there for hours, but just a brief little grill to get a little bit of sizzle on it, a little bit of the grill hash marks, and then you can pop it with some feta, some mint, a little bit of lime juice. It's delicious.
Meat must be medium rare, ladies. Also, potatoes sliced in rounds, good olive oil fried on both sides. Oh, I love potato, like barbecue
I
chips.
Do. And even as I'm even more a fan of sweet potato.
1-300-222-774. You can text 0437-774-774. Ellen, I always get scared when somebody rings up and says, I've got a joke to tell you. My first thing is always, before you say it, is it clean?
Of course it's clean, but I use it with all my Greek friends.
Okay.
How do Greeks cook their steak?
So it's going to be clean, but it's going to be slightly racist. That's all right. How?
It's not racist if it's true. Medium rare.
Fantastic. How long have you been using that joke, Alan?
Well, about 20 years. I still get my Greek friends asking me it again. Heard that joke, go again.
Hey, now, what do you like to cook on the barbie?
Potato, sliced pumpkin, even the old marathon dim sim. Cut them in half and barbecue them up on a barbie. Beautiful.
See, Alan, Mark has just sent me a text saying dim sims on the barbecue. Cut them in half, flat side down on the grill. This is a thing.
Delicious.
I'm so doing that this summer. Good on you, Alan. Dimmies on the barbie.
Close to speechless. I've never heard about that.
Well, you just haven't lived, Danny Valenti. You put your fancy watermelon on the barbecue.
Get the dimmy on. I'm taking that one home.
The dimoir, as we like to call it in our household. Hi, Nicholas.
Good afternoon, ladies.
You've got a foolproof method for cooking meat.
Yes, and you have to experiment a little bit, but you make a marinade, half lemon juice, half extra virgin olive oil. You put it in a jar and shake it so you get an emulsion.
Yep.
Then you put that in a pan on the stove. You get to about 90, 95 degrees. You'll need to use a thermometer, anywhere from about 80 to 95 degrees. And you just leave it at that temperature. You take your meat out of the fridge. Now, whether it's a souvlaki or a chop or a steak or ribeye, you put it into that heated oil lemon juice emulsion.
Yeah.
And it cooks in that. Now, that will cook it all the way through.
So we're not heading to the barbecue at all with this one.
Yes, you are.
Ah, right.
You can put that on your barbecue if you can keep your temperature constant, because what happens is that will cook it all the way through, and depending on what temperature you have, it's going to be medium rare, medium, or well done. But it just depends whether you're at 80 or 85 or 90 or 95 degrees.
Yep, okay.
So this is technical.
That will bring the meat up to the temperature you want it to cook at. And then what you do is you just whack it on the barbecue and get it. The perfect barbecue, you should be caramelised. That's brown.
Right, yeah.
Not black, not grey. If it's grey, it's stewed. If it's black, it's burnt. Caramelisation will give a real sweet taste to your roast. So you whack it on the barbecue till you get caramelised on the surface. You've got to... Now, when you make the olive oil lemon juice emulsion, you put in any flavouring you want. Thyme works really well, oregano, garlic. So it gets flavoured in that.
Beautiful.
You take it out of your heated emulsion, put it on the barbecue. It will just, in a couple of minutes, 1 minute each side, you've got a perfect barbecue cooked all the way through. No worries about whether it's raw or burnt.
Yeah.
Perfect.
Good on you, Nicholas, because I think there's always that. I think that's why we overcook our barbies, because I don't want anyone to get sick. Okay, there's a thing here. Texts like you wouldn't believe.
They're all about dim sims.
They are all about dimmies. Dim sims cut in half with a little bit of sweet and with a little bit of sweet soy as well. Oh, I do like sweet soy. That's from Jonathan. Yep, they're great done on the barbie, says Glenn. This one, however, my partner's mum does lasagna in the barbecue when it's too hot to have the oven on inside. Delicious, says this text.
Okay, I want to know how, because something happened to me last year where I was cooking lasagna and I kept looking at it and it wasn't cooking, and I realised my oven was broken. Mm-hmm. And so in a panic with hungry children clamouring, I put it on the barbecue. All I managed to do, and I think as I'm talking, I see my error. All I managed to do was burn it on top and crack my dish.
Oh.
So I'd love to have some techniques.
Was it a Barbie with the lid?
Yes, it was.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, we'll get some more information on that. What's your go-to? I know this is not barbecue, but it's the side dish because I'm a big salad girl. My friends laugh whenever we go out for dinner. They're like, Rish, do you want a salad for the table? I'm like, yes, please.
Yes.
Some really good, easy salads to go with barbecues because that's it. You know, a lot of the times if you do eat meat, it's just meat and salad for a lot
of
summer.
Look, I mean, tomatoes are coming into season. I just love a tomato salad. So I love to get different types of tomatoes. I'll briefly grill some, maybe put some in the, you know, in the oven for a little minute, like do them in different ways, cut them in different shapes, toss them with some olive oil and salt. So simple. Maybe tear a few basil leaves over. It just cannot go wrong with good produce.
We drove half an hour each way from El Cuasto to Canara in the Kimberley to buy a bag of dimmies to cook on the barbecue. Cut them in half. You beauty, says Joe.
Who have I not been hanging out with to not even know about this?
Hi there. My husband grew up in Trafalgar. Great place. So did I. He and his friends have been cooking the dimmy on the barbecue for many years. They call it the Moe Cray. You know, can't give us a hard time. It's not just people in Moe and Traff that like to eat these. People are driving, you know, across the Kimberley.
People are committed to this.
People are committed. Are you going to try it this weekend?
I'm going to South Melbourne. I'm getting some dimmies.
No, your fancy South Melbourne dimmies.
Where do I get my dimmies from?
Supermarket, a bag.
Really?
Yes, like, you know, 100 for $4 or whatever. You can't go fancy here, Danny.
Okay.
I'm going to need
some guidelines.
Don't worry. I will help you through it. Dim sims are a staple at our barbecues. Thaw, cut in half, lengthwise, lovely flavours in this way. People don't normally eat them. Enjoy a dimmy this way too. Guests get upset if they arrive and we aren't serving them. You are shocked.
Oh, and here I am with my prawns. What am I doing? I'm wasting my time.
On DannyValent.com this week, you will see 100 different ways to barbecue a dimmy.
I'm all about that. I'm deep in the dimmy research now.
I feel like a dim sim right now. Danny Valent, as always, thank you so much for joining us.
It's a pleasure.
On afternoons, go and get yourself a bag of dimmies and your life will never be the same. It's news time.